Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What a full house. This is great. Desire. What is the word desire? A strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. My house is under reconstruction right now, so I can't really live there. I have no coffee this morning. I strongly desired coffee. I didn't get it. I had to go out with the kids complaining to get my coffee. And it tasted really good. And then when I came here, I had way too much coffee. But what do you desire? What does the world desire? Now, some desire money. Some desire to be famous. Some desire to be popular. Some truly desire to look famous. So, looking over the tabloids this week, I mean the news this week, there was this kid, Tobias Strabel, called Toby. He spent $100,000 having reconstructive surgery over a few years to look like Justin Bieber. So I saw it, I was like, oh, well, okay, that's weird, but hey, but he's 35 years old. I'm like, ew. But this week, his reconstructive surgeries caused him pain, and he overdosed and died. So at a Motel 6. That's just horrible. He desired more than anything to look like Justin Bieber. And he was like 5 inches taller than him, 6 inches taller, and about 100 pounds heavier. That's just, yeah, look at the picture. It's kind of weird. But look at the other Hollywood people. What do they desire? I was just looking this morning, and Melanie Griffin, who is beautiful, very nice, great movies. She says she's lonely and afraid and alone, I don't know, because her husband dumped her, Antonio Banderas left her. You should see her face. She had so many surgeries, it doesn't even look like her. She ruined herself. Then I went through, okay, let's see what other celebrity ruined themselves. I mean, it's like the top 100. There's so many they desire, and especially it's with women more so than men because the pressure of life is much more on the women to stay young, to look beautiful. There's Donatella Versace. Poor girl, she inherited it from her brother, the Versace brand. And she ruined herself. She became rich, right? And her face just looks like kind of like a reptile. And I'm being kind. And then, of course, okay, Bruce Jenner. Okay, I won't say any more. So this world, obviously, desires things, and when they have money or power, they pursue it. So I just have 3 quick points. So what do we desire? The first point is, how do we watch the world around us when they define the word desire? So how do we watch the world with its desire? To answer that, we don't. If I could have you turn over to Psalms 10, please. Now, the word desire is kind of a passionate word. So who in the Bible is the most passionate person when he writes? David. So Psalms is an easy one. The word desire appears in Psalms many times. But Psalms 10, we'll just read the first 3 verses. Why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. For the wicked boast of his heart's desire. He blesses and greedy and renounces the Lord. So David tells us this is so difficult for him to watch. With no thought of God, his wicked enemies are able to boast on themselves. They turn reality upside down and praise evil, and they spur God. So as David saw that, it just got to him. Now the question I have is, has anything changed? Nothing. Nothing's changed from that time to now with the wickedness of men. And the world desires many things, as I just pointed out. And the world leaders, where are they turning? It's not to God. So point two, what does God desire? What does God desire of us? And that you don't have to turn over there, but that's Hosea 6, which reading Hosea is very interesting. Hosea had some trouble with his wife, but I'll let you read that one. She's evil. I had to say it. Anyhow, we'll start in verse 4. I'll just read it real quick. O Ephraim, what shall I do to you? O Judah, what shall I do to you? For your faithfulness is like a morning cloud, and like the early dew, it goes away. Therefore, I have hewed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. And your judgments are like light that goes forth. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. That was Hosea 6:6. So mercy means loyalty or devotion. Knowledge of God does not refer to mere head knowledge, but a genuine recognition of God's authority, which produces obedience to his commandments. Which brings us to point three. God desires to bless you. And this is Psalms 37, titled The Heritage of Righteousness and the Calamity of the Wicked. David is very descriptive. So this gave me extra encouragement when I read it. 37:1-4. Psalms 37:1-4. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. God wants you to follow him. We know that. But he wants to bless you. He loves us so much. So this message, this psalm, it's a simple message to maintain patience in the midst of trouble. God's people can have remarkable patience because they know that their eternal reward will abundantly surpass any temporal troubles that we have now. When the righteous have desires that spring from the Lord will surely fulfill those desires. So, in conclusion, God is pretty simple. We know he is the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He wants us to follow his word and his commandments. He wants to bless us. And more importantly, he wants us to be in his family. What more do we need to desire?